Hey YouTube, it's Norm here. It's time for me to hate on all the haters on YouTube. Not all you little kids, 14, 15, you know, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, whatever the fuck you are, that go around to all these videos and rate one star and say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! You sound like you are uneducated, a piece of shit because you cuss so much. You're a fat motherfucker! Fat Mickey D motherfucker! You're so fucking fat! Gay! What the fuck, guys? Here, I'm okay. Some are good! Some are good. You suck! Dude, sorry, I thought okay. You suck! Pro tip, lose weight! What the fuck? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Fuck you to all you 13, 14, and 15-year-old fucking little kids who are telling me I need to fucking lose weight! And fucking tell me I'm a fucking idiot on my fucking videos! Fuck you! You comment on my video, great! You're fucking watching my video, great, I love it! But you think I'm a fucking asshole? You think I like to see fucking comments on my videos, but people tell me I'm fat? I know I'm fucking fat. You don't need to tell me I'm fat. Why the fuck do you have to keep commenting on my videos telling me I'm a fat ass and I'm an idiot? Man, I'm gonna have a heart attack. You get me all worked up. I'm pissed off all day. I'm reading my comments. You're coming to my cell phone. I'm checking my email. I'm getting these comments. Fat, gay, idiot, dumbass. What the fuck? If you really think that I'm a fat asshole, then why the fuck do you take your time to comment on my video? I'm pissed. I'm fucking pissed. And you know what? Thank you to the fucking people who stick up for me. Because I know I'm a fucking fat ass. I know I'm a fat ass. Fucking I say it in my videos. What the fuck do I need you to tell me that for? Oh my god, I'm gonna have a heart attack. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, Vera, where's the aspirin? Vera, I think I'm having a heart attack. Bring me an aspirin. Vera! Hurry! Hurry, I love you. Okay, I gotta go. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
More music radio pod at Skiro.LA. More music radio pod at Skiro.LA.
We're appreciate your interest, respect your confidentiality and privacy, and we know we can help you.
Okay.
So let me start by giving you some additional information. Now, you'll be glad to know that our FDA-approved solution is safe, pain-free, and effective, and it has been recommended by doctors for over 20 years. PosseVac has helped over 500,000 satisfied customers, and it's proven to be successful for over 90% of patients who use it. Plus, with this vacuum therapy system, you can experience immediate results. There's no waiting period, no damaging side effects, and no pills to swallow. You probably already know vacuum therapy has been widely recognized and recommended by the medical community as a safe and effective system for 90% and a remedy of erectile dysfunction. Peter, Mr. Jackson, by chance, are you calling to see if you qualify for a Medicare covered offer today? Okay, sir.
I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. All right, now we're glad you're calling about our Medicare covered offer today because if you qualify, we will pay you. We will send you the premium for absolutely no money up front. And we will request a prescription from your doctor and file all the Medicare paperwork for you. The best part, if we pre-qualify you and your Medicare claim gets denied, you will be able to keep your positive activity and don't start. Are you ready to see if you qualify for this incredible offer today?
Yes.
All right. Now, may I ask your age, sir?
34.
I'm sorry?
36.
You said 36?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, now, do you have Medicare?
Right.
I'm sorry? How many people am I talking to? I mean, I'm
one.
A lot of
right. One. One. One.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you do have Medicare, is that right. correct?
Hello?
Okay, we're getting a lot of interference in the phone line here, sir.
Right.
Sorry about that. Hello?
Right. You say you do have Medicare, is that correct?
Yeah.
yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I'm sorry I can't help you. I cannot understand anything you're saying.
What? Hello?
Yes, do you have Medicare or not?
Right.
What? Hello? Excuse
okay,
me.
Right.
Hello? Thanks. Hello?
Goodbye.
Right.
Wait, don't.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. All right, welcome. Thursday night. Today is October 11, 2012, so it's 10-11-12. That's pretty cool. Is your red? Push that button right there. Is it red? Is that on? Check it out. All right, cool. We have Mike V from the Gears and the Gyps. And Sinks. You like Sinks or Cindy? What do you like better?
Sinks.
Sinks. What does that mean?
No, it's an X. Just
it's because that's you Sinks? In the band you Sink Songs?
I Sink Songs, man. Of course. No, definitely Sin X.
Yeah, thanks for being here on the More Music Radio Pod. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Yay.
Yeah, I got to see you guys play at the Redwood. We played the Mormons played a show with you guys.
Yes. Yeah,
we were honored to have you for a residency there. Yes,
it's like a new band, right?
Not Fairly? Really. It's an offshoot of my old band, Useless.
Uh huh.
But we don't do any Useless songs. We just do old cover LA punk songs.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, hence the Chips, I guess.
And we throw in like a Rolling Stones here and there.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard some kind of familiar songs and stuff in there. We're going to be hearing some Gyp songs along with some Gear songs, because Mike, you're also in the Gears, right?
Yeah, we got a single coming out soon, a split with Disguster, a Fullerton band.
Oh, cool.
And that's one of the songs off it.
Yeah, somebody from Behind the Orange Curtain.
Yeah, actually Dave Irish recorded it over at Pot of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually in Orange.
Oh, cool.
He does a lot of cool stuff. Real Big Fish and Disguster, Hitchhikers.
Cool, I like that name, Disguster.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
They're pretty disgusting, too.
And they're fucking great fucking.
And you'll see,
shit,
what we did, we actually recorded two of their songs, and they did two of ours. And their songs are really filthy and disgusting, and you'll hear when you hear Axel sing these lyrics.
Well, cool, man. And we have a whole bunch of songs that we're going to play tonight. Like I said, we have some Gears and some Gyps. We have some Somos Misteriosos, and that's Dulé's band.
My buddy Dulé.
Yeah, Dulé. For people who know about Mr. Teasbowl in Los Angeles, Dulé was the security guard at Mr. Teasbowl for a while. And he ended up, after, you know, getting kicked out of there from the shitty owner. You know about the owner, John T, right? You hate that guy too?
Yeah, well, the original T was a friend.
Joe was awesome.
My grandfather's friend, actually. Mm-hmm. My grandfather partied there, and we actually promoted there under Fig 8 Slow Mo for a while, Cynics and I. Mm-hmm. And actually, Dulé worked for us a few nights.
Yeah. Yeah, we did our shows there too, man. We had fun putting on some stuff.
It was a great
there.
Venue, and we'll just leave it at that.
It's awesome. It's just like sitting there now.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time that one of the bouncers from Mr. T's showed up at my house to sell Debo Coke?
Oh, yeah, I think I know the guy you're talking about.
It fucking freaked me out, man, because, I only knew that guy from Mr. T's.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my place that used to be down the street.
Yeah.
Here in downtown.
I remember that guy, too, man.
Debo was being fucking shady and, ordered up some Coke from my house. And that guy showed up at my place.
Debo's, the goofiest, idiot kind of guy, you know what I mean? Kind of like a tonto, you know what I mean? He's kind of like a mensal, you know what I mean? Which means he's kind of like an idiot guy. I mean, I hate for him to be listening right now and then his feelings are crushed, but I don't think...
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had some interesting security guards here, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to say that. Those, quite a few
those
characters.
Those two guys, I won't say their relationship to each other, but I think you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, the fucking two wannabe cop guys. They call themselves, we're ex-federal marshals and stuff. I'm like, yeah, well, why are you ex-federal marshals?
Thunders from Inazuma went in there with his samurai sword.
Well, he had it in his
guitar.
They
flipped out. They
really?
Flipped out when out on stage and
really
grabbed it from
out.
Him and everything.
They probably called it a code niner and then fucking whatever. Dude, they would get so into it. They would be like, hey, man, we got a code nine inside. Oh, God, I'll be right there, partner. And they'd even run in after each other and shit.
I hated when they would flash that fucking flashlight in my face.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's like the opposite of they would do the opposite of customer service, they would prevent people from wanting to go there.
Bad.
Well, there's a place that we won't talk about that's down the street from here.
Uh-huh.
Seems like their security runs the club and it's pretty bunk.
Oh yeah?
I don't think I'll be going there anymore.
Are their initials DNO?
I wonder.
Is it the A Hotel?
Yeah. It's pretty bizarre, though, when you're security is running your club.
So that's at the down and out. They're not cool there?
Well,
really?
I've been turned away for having things in my pocket that I wasn't supposed to have.
We both got kicked out in the same night.
I mean, come on, man.
Technically can have.
What did you have in your pocket that you got kicked out?
I had some marijuana pipe in there and a bunch of weed, and it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know any other place. Usually when they do the pat-downs, they're cool enough to know, okay, that's his fucking pot pipe in his pocket, and, don't say nothing and let you in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they always fuck you at a down and out, man.
You take their job.
Some of them,
seriously.
They try to keep your pipe, too.
You can.
Yeah,
so.
and
they try to confiscate it and shit. We're like, no, you're not the fucking cops, motherfucker. Give me my fucking shit back.
They did that to me at the whiskey once.
Oh, man.
Took my shit.
One time I was there with a buddy, Nubs.
Hollywood.
I don't know if you know.
Yeah, Nubs, yeah.
And the band was really boring, and we just smoked a ton of pot, and Nubs was, nodding out to sleep, and they wanted to kick him out for that. No fucking lie.
He's too high.
Get out of here. They had two guys come over, flashlight.
You're too sleepy.
Yeah, you gotta go. He's like, this band sucks.
The type of person, though, I mean, to really get into their security job where they're just fucking hard asses, you gotta wonder what kind of people they are, because for anything, they'll fucking jump on you. They're just like, dude, did they play cops and robbers and really like the cops role or...
Or a power
I used to beat them up when they were a kid,
You would think that if you really wanted to be a cop, you would just become one, right? Just go to the police academy and be a real cop, right?
You would think they'd take everybody, but they kind of have a profile, you think.
Yeah, these are the guys that can't be cops, I guess, because they're too retarded.
Yeah.
Something.
They're too crazy, probably. They don't fucking fit the fucking profile of a sane police officer. We all know how sane the fucking cops are, But you know
exactly.
What? Actually, there's some fucking cool cops, man. And I want to tell you this story. It's cool. We were going to go and do mobile unit. When Echo Park Rising was happening, we do our mobile unit, our Mormons mobile unit. We dress up and shit.
Yeah.
We were waiting for one of our guys over at the house. And me and our bass player, Jimmy, are just hanging out and shit. And there's cops fucking with somebody down there, giving him a ticket right in front of our house and shit. And the guy sees us and he's all, hey, you're not going to shoot me, are you? I'm like, oh, no, we're not going to shoot you, officer. It's cool, And he's all, hey, why you dress up like that, We're like, oh, the band, the Mormons. We dress up like Mormons. He's all, oh, shit, the Mormons. Oh, man, my girlfriend loves you, man. It's fucking cool, yeah. And he's all, hey, let me take a picture. And we're like, all right, cool. We'll come and take a picture, you know? And he walks up the steps and shit. So I stand up. We're going to take a picture. And then he's all, hey, man. He goes, come on, man. And he points to my pocket, and my weed is, like, sticking out of my pocket. He's all, come on, man. He's all, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, man.
I hate when that happens.
I was like, oh, shit, dude. And he's all right, all right. He goes, let's take a picture. He goes, put your hands behind your back. We're gonna do it like I'm taking you in and shit. So I put my hands around my back, and he's all, and he pulls out the weed. He's all, let's show the weed a little bit. So he shows the weed. Oh, he takes a picture, man, on his cell phone. He never sent us the picture, but that would have been the coolest picture to have.
Oh, that would have.
Oh, they would definitely not want you to have that. Fuck.
I had a cop come in my place once when I had a full blown grow operation going on.
Oh, man.
I was selling this cop a humidor on Craigslist, and I didn't know it was a cop, and he came in with his partner in full uniform, and I got like 3 grow tents in my apartment and like 64 plants going, and the guy's just like, no, I don't see anything. I'm just here for the humidor, and he just kept going.
Lucky, man.
Yeah.
That's some lucky shit. So yeah, sometimes you have luck with cops, you know. You'll be like, oh man, I lucked out, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine if I wasn't in the band, like he probably would have given me a ticket or something, you think?
Most likely.
Definitely.
Have you guys ever gotten a ticket for that?
No, never. I've been lucky.
It's just really expensive. It's like $400 and
but
shit.
I will say this, at the punk rock picnic or whatever, is that what it was called? Out in Irvine, we just played at the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah.
I chose to go into the wrong way, and they went through my guitar case.
Oh, man.
They took your pot.
Took my pot. So I demanded my pot back. I showed them my license and shit. And what did they do? They called the sheriff over.
Oh, man. So what happened? Did you get your pot back?
Yeah, the guy said, well, look, your pipe's warm enough where I think you were smoking in public. And so I'll give you your pot back, but I'll take you in for smoking in public.
Oh, man. So they took you in?
No, so I go, so what are you saying? I just got to walk away? He goes, yeah, or I can be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, see you later.
Later, dick.
And then the funny thing is when I got on stage with the gears, I said something. I go, yeah, you took my pot, but you didn't check this pocket. And I pulled it out, and I had a bag of weed.
Oh, shit.
And he was like kind of chasing me for the whole gig.
Oh,
waiting to see me smoke. So he can bust me.
People are so like uptight about pot, man. You know, so I can't relax. Man.
I have 3 bad discs.
Yeah, I can't sleep. I have anxiety disorder, so I need to calm down and stuff. Well, hey, man, we got some songs to play, and why don't we go on ahead and play a couple of songs? And when we get back, we're gonna talk to Karen Centerfold because she called me earlier, all up in arms about the debate, and she wants to talk about the debate and that. Romney's a racist and all this stuff. You know Karen Centerfold, right? You know of her, right?
Yeah, I've seen her. We've ran into her a few times. Yeah.
I'd go down on her and I would play with her ass.
She says stuff like that.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous person that you had sex with?
Kurt Russell.
We're going to have her coming in a couple weeks too, man. It's going to be a fun Halloween show on the 25th, man.
You know, I have met adult filmmakers that have hired girls to make it have sex with dogs and donkeys in Brazil.
I love that one, man. Well, hey, you know what? Let's play these songs and we'll be back with Mike V and Sinks from the Gyps on the More Music Radio Pod. Right now we're gonna listen to some Gears. We'll be right back.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
You should know. www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Mike V and Sin X. I was saying Sinks because the way you spell it, it's all together.
That's all correct pronunciation.
Sin
sure.
X, okay.
And they do have it together.
I was like, Sinks sounds like a weird name, but I'm going to see what she prefers being called.
Sin capital X.
Thanks for humoring me. And letting
Sin
me...
X.
Sin X, all right. And Mike V.
Yeah, Mike V for Villalobos.
So we just heard some Carnage Asada. We heard Mexican Tar by Carnage. And before that, we heard The Gears with Secret Shame.
Yeah, it's a Discusser song.
Yeah.
Covered and Actually, you know, Carne Asada, Steve Reed is in our band.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's in the Gyps.
Yeah, yeah, he plays drums in Carnage, right?
Yes, he does. And on that
guy's awesome, man. I've seen him in Carnage. I've seen him in, wasn't he like in Banyan? He was like...
Yeah, he was in Legal Weapon.
He played like in like these super groups, right?
Yeah.
And, with like all like cool older dudes.
He's actually playing bass on that stuff.
Yeah, recording. Yeah, he's a good. That's what I remember him from. He was playing bass. I'd always see him at T's.
Yeah, he's
hanging out with Arlo in the booth and shit.
Great. Been around since a while. Fucking badass.
Hey, it sounds like we have a call. Caller, you are on the air. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to the one and only Karen Centerfold of the Raw Talent Show. How are you, Vince?
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear Karen right now, man?
No, I can't really hear anything out of my headphones.
What about just you turn those knobs? Use the yellow one. Make it a little louder. Can you talk again, Karen?
Hi, how are you doing, everybody?
Great, how are you?
Good, good, Karen. Oh,
pretty good. Who am I talking to?
Oh, I'm Synex.
And I'm Mike
You're
V.
You're Synex?
Hello.
Yeah, Synex and Mike V from the Gyps.
Oh, right. And Arlo from Mr. T's Bowl, right?
Well, Arlo's probably watching the end of a game or something right now.
Arlo's got game.
Arlo. Yeah.
If Mr. T's was open, he'd be working.
What's going on?
We're just hanging out, Karen. It's 10, 11, 12 tonight.
I know. And what did you think of the vice presidential debate between that guy that Romney has and
that other dude?
Yeah.
Ryan and the other dude.
Who is the vice president or vice president nominee that he has?
I forgot his name.
Paul Ryan or something?
Yeah,
Paul Ryan.
Are they?
Paul Ryan. And what I'm forgetting what Obama.
Yeah.
Joe Biden is great. He was just great. He wiped him out.
Yeah, he's cool.
You know? In other words, you can't tell me or anybody else that Obama did not deliver, because Obama pulled us out of Iraq. He had Saddam Hussein and Abu bin Laden shot, and he did a health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
So he did deliver, but we're still screwed financially, and I don't think Mitt Romney will get us out. I don't think he would do any of those things.
Hmm. Okay. So don't vote for the uptight white guy. Vote for the half-black dude, right?
Right. Okay. Exactly.
That's easy enough to remember.
How are the Mormons doing? You say you need a drummer?
We're looking for a drummer right now, yeah.
I'll get you a drummer.
Okay, cool. Well,
there's your problem solved.
Cool.
And I got to invite you to a Ron Jeremy party. I'm going to throw it, Paraspace.
Okay. Is Ron Jeremy going to be there?
Yeah. I was with him last year for like all night.
Have you ever seen his huge cock?
Apparently she has.
Was with him all night, come on.
Oh, really? What have you done with? Have you touched it? Like, have you put it in your mouth or anything?
Oh, I can't say that on the radio.
In any of your orifices? Please.
But it's Skid Row Studios. You can say anything here.
Yeah, you can actually say that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I know.
Can you say orifice?
She'd rather not, though.
Hey, Karen,
so what else is going on, Vince?
Karen, remember that time that you tried to get Ron Jeremy liposuction, but he wouldn't do it?
Yeah, he's religious, actually.
So he's too religious for lipo?
No, it's just there's certain Jewish people, they don't do that.
But that's his trademark anyways, being fat and hairy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of his trademark, you know?
Do you think he's sexy,
Karen?
They hired
him because of that.
Is he sexy, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Synex?
Well, I hear he's got a really big cock.
I think that's all that matters.
Is that all that matters, Karen?
No, I like a guy where I can get off on his emotions as well.
Do you like foreskin?
So like a gay guy? You like gay guys?
No.
Hey, today's National Coming Out Day, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, cool.
Triggered stuff. Extra happy and buzzed. Why, thank you.
So you're saying
you like Los Globos?
I've never been there, but I heard that it's a cool spot.
Is it a gay bar?
I gotta get you a gig there when you get a drummer.
Yeah. As soon as we get a drummer, you gotta find us one, though.
You know what would be cool if they get you a gig when you don't have a drummer,
and just show up with no drummer.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be really cool.
No, I want to try. I want to try the best I can to get you a gig and everything. You know.
So size does not matter. You're saying that you just got to know how to use it, right?
Exactly.
What's the smallest dick that you've had?
Oh, I wouldn't. I can't really think about that, you know.
Why not?
It was too small.
Because, you know, it's mostly average with me. Mm-hmm. I do guys that are mostly
okay,
average.
Okay, what is the definition of average?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you fucked Kurt
standardized?
Russell.
Long time ago. Maybe 5-6 inches.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I'm way above average. I'm hung, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Standard.
You're like Karen. 6 1/4?
Karen, I'm going to play a little clip, and I want you to tell me where it's from.
Okay.
I'd go down on him, and I would play with her ass.
Well, is that a porno movie?
Do you remember where that's from, Karen? That's you talking.
Deep Throat? Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I talking about then?
I don't know.
You were talking about going down on my girlfriend and playing with her ass at the...
Oh, great. Is this Jeremy?
Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Karen.
So, Jeremy, I also wanted to invite you to Sancho's tomorrow night. Can you make it and bring Vince?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Sancho's, where's that at?
It's the art gallery on Sunset where Don Bowles does jingling.
Is that, that's where I saw
oh, that's
you
the guy
when,
with the funny hat.
Those chicken yeah. people played. The psychedelic
right,
chicken
and can
heads
you bring
some
pot with you, Jeremy? I need to get loaded tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll bring some pot with me.
I've got a really bad back.
Yeah, actually, the night I met you, I think you were asking for a massage from me and trade for some weed or something.
Does Karen know
I'll
about the party?
I'll do a massage on you. I'll do a really good massage on you.
Okay, that's what it was. You were going
to
give me a massage, and I was going
to
give
you,
some
to
hash.
Right.
Hey, Karen, there's a party
See,
on
I
Saturday.
Didn't meet her. I was going to trade her hat.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
you
so
told me about it. Is it Jeremy's?
Okay. So what you did meet Karen
yeah.
Centerfold then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was at the Silver Lake Lounge or something like that, and she wanted to give me a massage for a big old chunk of hash.
Is that true, Karen? Do you remember
There's
that?
There's a lot of hash there, too.
Probably. Where's the party at? Jeremy, where is your party at?
The party is at my house.
You're going to let Karen Centerfold hang out in your house.
Yeah, you talk to Vince cool. after. I don't want to give my address out on the air, but it's at my house, and that'd be great if you came, Karen. It wouldn't be a party
Vince,
unless you were there
to
make
what part of the downtown
hip.
Area is it in?
6th and Spring.
Okay, I know it.
You don't want to give the address, but you'll just give the exact location.
Yeah, that's the corner.
There's a couple
I'll bring you some porno movies.
Perfect. We'll watch porn and I'll jack off at my party. That'd
and
be great.
I'm going to invite all of you to a Halloween party. It's going to have some celebrities there, including me. And
Are there going to be any celebrities that you had sex with there?
Is Vince going to be
there? Oh, there might be. There might be. I'm also going to be hostessing Manhattan Murder Mystery at the Troubadour on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were just in here last week.
Oh, they were fucking awesome.
Really
it sounded
good.
Really,
really
good,
good man.
Fuck yeah.
I'm here live, bad.
Yeah.
Fucking
we got to get the gyps in here live.
Yeah, that's going to happen real soon. We're,
I know.
We're sluts
you're like,
when
totally
it comes to playing
too,
live.
Man.
We got to have like a show, like a live show. A More Music Radio Pod like live
we're
show.
We're going to get one. Okay, so
Karen, real
what
quick,
on,
I just
Vince?
I need some tips on how to make the studio go all the way to the top. You every time you're in
get,
here, you tell
I'm
me.
I'm going to tell you what the tips
tell
are.
Tell me what to do
on Saturday night, Vince. Like I'm going to come with Amy Darling. We're going to come to Jeremy's party.
Who's that?
Amy Darling.
Uh-huh.
She's
do you
a,
know who that is, Vince?
No.
She's a high class personality in Hollywood. Like she. Photographs people incredibly. She's a good-looking brunette girl, you know.
Hey, Karen, there's going to be a lot of celebrities at my party, too. Like, Vince is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
I know. And, a lady hit the back of my car and hurt me last week. So I do sort of have to take it easy.
You know, Karen, also, remember, you liked Keith Coogan. I think he's going to be there, too.
Keith Coogan's going to be there.
You could probably have sex with him or something.
Yeah, I love him.
You showed him.
Keith Coogan, the guy from Adventures in Babysitting? He does a show here at Skid Row Studios.
Can I get a massage for hash?
You got it. You got it, dude.
Oil, earwax, or what do you prefer?
Right. So,
What do you like to do with a man? Like, is that part of your regimen, Karen?
Well, actually,
you
like I
like
to massage.
Oh,
I thought you were talking massage.
I mean, I just did a surfer in Malibu. He was awesome.
Really? What was awesome about him?
Did you do it on his board?
No, I did him at his apartment he's had for a long time.
Was it like a younger dude or?
Yes, definitely.
Like how old?
Like 39.
That's younger. Okay.
That's younger? All right, you know.
Yeah, and
would you consider yourself like a cougar? Like a cougar?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Do you prey on young meat? Like
you know
no,
what?
They prey on me.
You know what we should do at the Skid Row party? We
what?
Need to have a challenge between Karen Centerfold and the Love Bite girls.
Mm.
And you guys
who
can have
love
like
Love Bite girls.
The Love Bite girls do a show here at Skid Row Studios, and Karen, they fisted a woman right in the talk room.
Right there on that table.
Oh, really?
Right on that table.
I would
right
have
there.
To can I see it to believe it.
I got video of it, Karen. I can show you. They fisted
this
a woman.
Oh, I got to see.
So what you got to do is you got to show them who's boss, and like you got to like...
If it's consensual.
You got to like have sex with a horse or something, and then they'll try to step it up, you know, and it'll be a little contest.
Would you make out with them?
Oh, I didn't have to have sex with a horse. I had sex with my ex-boyfriend, and that was enough.
Why, is he
okay,
hung like
so
a horse?
Vince, can I call you back to, like, a Saturday night for the directions?
Okay, yeah, we'll give you the directions, and it's going to be a fun party, Karen.
She's trying to get rid of you.
Are you going to go naked?
No, I have to wear clothes.
I know, but I
nobody
want
to
go naked.
Nobody wants to see
naked.
That.
I want you to go naked so I can videotape you dancing naked and at Jeremy's party. Okay?
Have you seen him naked before?
No, I've just visualized it.
And what do you picture? Wow. What do you see? Tell us what you see. Wow. Is he hairy
a nice
or is
big
he...
belly and a firm, long burrito.
What do his nipples look like?
Nice and pointed and brown.
They're like whisker tits. I got like little whiskers around
whisker
my area.
Whisker tits. Right. He's got whisker tits. And he's going to wear... Is he wearing his costume tonight?
No, I'm not.
He's wearing his helmet, though.
He's wearing his helmet. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Were you going to sneeze right now, or what were you doing?
Using my vibrator.
Oh,
I have to go back to my vibrator
that's
and my porno movies.
Okay.
And I'll see you Saturday night, Jeremy.
All right.
And
all right.
I'll
vote
call
Romney.
You tomorrow, Vince. I love you.
All right,
Karen.
Karen.
Vote Romney.
All right. Karen Centerfold. All right. She's a trip, man. She's
a
real trip.
It took a while, but I finally remembered who she was.
She's probably like 20 feet tall or something.
Yeah, and she likes to trade and hash for massages.
And pieces of art, actually.
She's actually a very sweet lady. You know what I mean?
She's cool.
Like, she's really weird, and people don't like her, actually, because she's kind of obnoxious and stuff, and, like, they kind of... She's kind of like an outcast, you know? She's a misfit.
Like all of us here, right?
But she's actually a really nice lady, you know?
Yeah. It was really funny when she said that there was going to be celebrities at her party, including herself. She throws herself in that celebrity category.
She is kind of a celebrity, though.
Hey, she did Kurt Russell...
One thing about her is that she's always like at the cool shows. Like she knows what the cool bands are and stuff, and she's like part of the scene, you know? She's a fixture in the scene.
She goes out and fucking knows where all the shows are. And there's a lot of shows happening this weekend and the upcoming weeks too.
Yeah, are you guys playing this weekend coming up?
Actually, we're playing, the Gears are playing with the Last and the Alley Cats on the 20th at Alex's. And the Gyps are playing a band called Fired from the South Bay. They have a residency at the Redwood, and we're playing on the 23rd.
Yeah, Fired. You know, we actually have a song by Fired coming up in a little while.
They've all been fired from other bands, and they formed this band.
Oh, that's what
fired.
It is?
Yeah, and they're really cool. Alicia is an awesome front person.
They should have a band called Quitters. And then, like, it could be just of all, like, ex-Mormons... Ex-players in the Mormons. We call Quitters.
Quit your band.
Yeah.
And join up again and call yourself we're looking, Quitters.
We're looking for number 19.
Is there a common reason for quitting the Mormons?
Probably I'm an asshole and kind of hard to deal with. But like over the years, I've gotten a lot better. So it's not just that. It's becoming more clear that I'm not the only one, you know?
All of a sudden, I feel like I'm looking in the mirror.
And Dan, our drummer that just left us right now, we don't really have like the like a big problem, you know. Just sometimes you get to that point where you're just like, you know what, I want to do something else, you know. And I guess he just came to that
when you need to switch
conclusion.
Hands or something. Right?
And then also like he's afraid of like getting violated by his federal probation officer for a
federal
weed ticket.
Probation.
Oh, that's never good to have anything federal in front of you.
Yeah, so that's like serious stuff, and I don't think that he wants to. I don't know, like, how you can get in trouble, like, doing a radio show. I thought he was going to show up last week, but I don't know. I gotta. It's maybe probably, I should call him.
He doesn't. It's his way of telling you you're on some kind of watch list, Vince.
Maybe that's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Man, see, now I'm starting to get paranoid again, yes. Man. I had like anxiety disorder really bad, and I was really paranoid. And
it's the sativa. Smoking. You got to switch to the indica.
Well, you know what? Me and the singer from the Mormons, we dropped acid when we were a lot younger, probably like around 1994, 96, something like that. And like, fuck, man, like that, we were like freaked out. Like around that time, there was like the terrorism. Osama bin Laden had bombed the Cole, the USS Cole, and they're talking about terrorism, and he's going to fly buildings. He's going to fly planes into buildings. Like, they knew about that way a long time before that. And man, we were fucking freaked out. And there was one day that we were working in Hollywood at a place called DVD Express. It was like right when DVDs came out, me and Patrick were working there, you know, fucking hungover and shit. And it was like a really gloomy, super dark day, but it was really hot, probably like 80 degrees and like fucking locusts. Like, I'm not shitting you, like fucking locusts or grasshopper things all over the fucking streets, dude, like everywhere. Like, I'm talking millions, like bugs. It was like the fucking Exorcist Part 2. Remember that gross Exorcist with the bugs and shit?
Definitely.
Oh, man, we were fucking freaked out. We thought the end of the world was here for sure, you know? Dump. Turns out it's like fucking, you know, 15 years later or something, the actual end of the world. I think it's in a couple months, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a big like party, aren't we?
Yeah. Hell yeah. We're starting the party right now.
It never ends.
We're going to party like it's 2012. As so, Axel says.
I want to talk about the Gyps, man. So it's you guys, and Steve Reed, right?
Steve Reed. We have a revolving cast of players.
Okay.
Dave Drive of the Gears, the original Gears drummer, not the current Gears drummer. He is in the band whenever one of the other guys can't make it. And actually, this next gig, we got Matt Irwin from the Million Kids sitting in on drums.
Oh, cool.
And Bosco from D.I., on guitar.
Oh, cool. He was supposed to show up tonight, huh? What happened to him?
Yeah, his ride didn't come through. So
yeah.
He's out in El Segundo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Out there, out in the basin.
Yeah.
Is he still playing in DI?
No, he hasn't been in DI, but he's putting back together one of his bands. I don't know if I'm supposed to say or anything. But
oh, really?
You just...
The lawyers will get after you or what? Yeah,
CK4.
CK4?
Yeah, so that's coming out soon. Sorry, Bosco, if I... violated any agreements. These big fucking rock stars.
What's the big secret?
I don't know. You know how
some people are like, hey, we can't talk about this.
Yeah, I should have asked them.
So you guys are actually playing though, right?
Yeah, we are playing. We do a bunch of songs, like cover songs of late 70s, early 80s LA punk bands, like Simple Tones and what else, like I'm stoned right now. I can't even remember what songs we play. Oh, we do like Kinman Brothers stuff, Blackbird, and some plug stuff.
Yeah, we actually got you guys playing Let It Bleed.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, that, later that, on that in LA the punk band called the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So we will hear some Gyp songs and stuff. But I don't know if it's like uncomfortable to talk about, but you were telling me earlier that you guys are in the band, right? And I've been thinking about this, and excuse me for like trying to get in your business.
No, go ahead.
But like, you guys are in the band together, but you guys are newly separated, right? You're an item and you guys are separated. Is that what happened?
Well, we're not newly separated. We just kept it under there.
I mean, because you guys are still playing and it's fine, right? Are there any problems or anything?
Not on stage.
No problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all fine and dandy. Yeah, right.
Man.
Fun.
Yeah, there's
no,
like,
it's about as fucking crazy as you can imagine it could be. It's if you're at the Redwood Tuesday, you know what I'm talking about.
Is it you seem uncomfortable about it? Does it make you uncomfortable? Is it?
No, been a while, so.
Are you guys like sad, or is there any way that I can make you guys get back together? I would love for you guys to just work it out. Why can't you work it out?
because we need you to get naked right here in front of us, and then we'll consider it.
Well, he just made you the proposition. I don't know.
No.
I don't know if I could date.
Wow, this is real fucking radio now.
Were you guys together for a long time?
Yeah, we're still married, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's separated.
So you guys are working on it then, right?
You can call it that, I guess. Working.
We're working.
We're working on something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. We're good friends.
Elaborate, Cynics. Yeah. We have our own opinions, I guess.
We're friends.
Were you? How long has it been since you guys got married?
Oh.
6 years.
Yeah.
6 years, and were you guys together for a long time before you got married?
Yeah, we've been together. We've known each other 12, been together like 10.
Wow. So did it change after you got married? Like, was it cool, and then you're like, hey, let's get married, and did it change for the worse or the better after that? Better. And I need to know that because... Is there? Yeah, I think you're on the air, sir. We're just you just gotta like hang out in the background while I and then when I say hey, we have a call, then you could talk. Because right now we're getting into. I don't know if you're listening right now, but we're talking about what it's like to be in a band. First of all, being in a band.
I was listening, but I turned off the call.
Oh, okay. All right, but you can hear right now, right?
Who are you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, who are you, caller?
Mike. Tor up.
Hey, what's up, Tor up?
What's up, man? How are you guys?
Good.
You sound good.
Oh, wait, thank you.
Hello, hi.
Are you still in, like, the South Bay or Long Beach or something? Or?
Oh, not anymore. I'm actually in Fullerton, like downtown Fullerton.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
But I still work out in Southgate, so it's like...
Behind the orange curtain.
Travel from Southgate to Fullerton.
So do you listen to the Adolescents on your way to work?
I try to.
Cool.
I usually listen to the Gears.
Nice.
A lot of controllers and junk like that.
Tor Up's in a band called Shoot It Up.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're really fucking awesome.
Are you playing anytime soon?
You want to
drop a plug or something?
Us? No, we're kind of on hiatus. We've been on hiatus for about a year now.
Okay.
We kind of come back and then go away for a while and then come back and... go to other states and then go away again.
Yeah, hiatus is cool. I like to call it sometimes I hate us. We're on I hate us right now. You got to take a break sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and regroup.
No kidding.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, so how's the I hate us right now? Is it are you writing songs or?
Well, yeah, I'm always writing. I write songs and stories, and then the other guys are in other bands. Derek, who's the stepson of G. Reese over there in the Gears. He's in, how many bands is he in, Mike? Like two or three now?
Who, Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. But
he's in
just
a bunch of bands.
Comprehend is a cool band. Check out.
Yeah, they're playing this Friday at the Queen Mary, actually.
Yeah.
You just saw him recently, didn't you?
I did.
The Queen Mary's pretty cool, right? I mean, they've been having shows there for like a few years. And
in the basement.
Yeah, it's really. We went to the Queen Mary, the fucking Halloween thing that they have going on, and they have some mazes inside the ship, and that's a fucking really cool, fucking scary place, man.
That's playing a Halloween fucking scary thing.
Yeah, don't make sure that the little girl that drowned in the pool doesn't follow you home after the show.
Oh, no kidding, that happens.
Yeah, she'll follow you home, and she'll be in the bathtub playing, making water sounds and shit.
Oh, you sound haunted.
I have real kids at home.
Vince tried to give her candy.
She followed me and my girlfriend home, and then all I wanted to do was just like smoke weed, and she got sick of it and went back to the boat. I just tried to smoke her out.
It's like, here, behave. Smoke some pot.
Yeah, you're giving her candy.
Well, cool, man.
Badass.
Well, this is my first time listening to this radio show. Do you guys ever play Mormon songs on this radio show? Because I'm a really big fan of the Mormons. Actually.
Oh, hey, thanks. Yeah, we do play one song from the Mormons every
protection.
Yeah. Are you making a request? Do you want to hear that one?
I'd like to hear that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We usually play it towards the end of the show, but and I had a different song, but since you want that one, I'll put that one in for you.
Excellent.
All right.
Yeah, I'm driving home from work right now, so.
Cool.
Oh, you're driving right now?
Yeah.
You mean you're risking a ticket for us?
I got one of them fancy cars that talks to me and all that.
Oh, that, like Knight Rider. Like Kit, right?
Yeah, like Kit.
Remember when it was a big deal when the cars would go, your door is ajar?
Yeah, what about the what about those fucking car alarms when you're saying you are getting too close to the vehicle?
Yeah, yeah. Please step away.
I think that's Hilly Uno.
Yeah, I remember those, man.
It's like the same guy that does your guys' hold announcement, right?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Kid.
Let me ask you something, Vince. Why were you always so close to the cars?
I was taking a shit, taking a leak. What are you doing right there? I'm just standing right here. What's that water sound?
Don't
mind that. Dude, so when Comprehend's playing tomorrow, right? Just making sure.
They're playing tomorrow.
Cool. At the
and
Queen
then,
Mary.
You know, Joe's always got his solo act around town.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Do you guys know about that?
No.
Not
Joe's at
solo
all.
Act.
Cool.
Hey, so Victor, are you currently married to anybody in your band right now? Do you have that going on?
No, I don't have that.
Okay. Well, so what do you think about that? I mean, that's because I'm fascinated by it. Like, I see you guys as like more evolved than I am.
You know, Mike Watt and Kira do dose, and they're divorced.
Yeah. How do people do that? I'm such a big fucking.
You gotta have a love for the music.
I'm such a big fucking baby. When it comes to that kind of shit, like
I'm
I couldn't,
a baby too.
I couldn't that's like be, good. I couldn't like we if we like break up or something, I couldn't like be in the band, you know, whatever. With the man, that's hard. That's rough.
It's complicated.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah.
I think if you're oh, wait, gonna play how, music, it how, doesn't matter.
How new is it though? Like, is this like fresh?
No, we kept like I said, we kept it under wraps for a long time because we do another radio show, which I wouldn't say I'd respect.
Oh, you can say it, please plug away, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, internet, man. Hell yeah!
It's called In the Basement on StenchRadio.com, and we do a show there on Mondays and Saturdays, and we love doing that, you know, and we'd love doing the Gyps.
No, wait, what were you saying?
Yeah, they have shows there every day.
Yeah,
at any given time.
Internet radio is gonna fucking take over. Fucking regular radio is fucking piece of shit. Medium.
I always download or listen streaming. I never listen to terrestrial radio anymore.
Yeah.
What are you saying? You're pirating music? Is that what you're saying?
It's streaming. Technically, you're not
it's
getting
like,
anything.
It's like internet. But from the phone, you know?
No, but you know, like, we love the music, and that's
what that's it's about, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you guys have probably been together for so long that it's just like
We're good friends.
Probably hard to separate like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
who's having the hardest time?
Me, of course. I'm a dude, man.
Yep.
The dude always has the hardest time.
Some days, man, you're like, oh,
even
man,
being
just come
in the gears,
me, right?
You know, I still have a hard time, which I shouldn't, but.
It's been a while since. Sorry, like, but it's, yeah, it's tough.
Never mind. Oh, I'll get into it. Like, because, you know, I want it to work, of course. I'll be honest and I'll, like, be throwing girls.
Are you guys, like, open to seeing other people? Are you guys, like, you guys discussed that?
Yeah, it's like we're on our separate ways, pretty much.
Oh, okay. So are there any weird, like, do you get jealous if you know, like, if she's going to go out with somebody?
Yeah, I was going to kick some guy's ass.
Are you serious?
Really,
you can't do that.
Sure I can. I'm a Chinese monkey zodiac guy, according to her, and that's what I do.
Yeah, Mike's a big guy. I wouldn't cross him.
No,
I actually lost a lot of weight since you saw me last, bro. So
really?
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've
what the fuck?
Seen any of you guys.
I know, it has been a while, man.
Yeah, I'm down to 120 because I'm smoking crack because I got a divorce, getting a divorce.
Oh, I saw you playing, though. Wait, I saw him play recently with Comprehend, but I was, like, just drinking and stuff at, what's that place called again in Long Beach?
Hey, let's get back to this stuff, man, because this is like therapy all of a sudden. Yeah. You're like our counselor
the place
here.
Where was that?
Let's make it work. Why don't you guys just work it out? I mean, you guys get along well enough to be in the same room and be in the same band together and stuff. Like, what's the problem? What is it that you guys can't, like, reconcile?
There's a lot of things, you know, that weigh on the relationship. Financial and among other things. And we're both broke as fuck and...
Uh-huh.
Pretty much one step.
All you need is love. The Beatles said that, right?
And
I think
that's not here, so that's kind of sucks. So.
What?
Yeah, that's what's not there for me. Anyway,
what's not there for you?
Love.
Love?
Yeah. She doesn't love me anymore.
She doesn't love you. Do you mean that you just don't love him at all, or it's just like a different kind of thing?
It's a different kind of love. I think everything kind of has a grade of.
She doesn't want to suck my dick anymore.
Oh,
that's
man.
What it comes down to.
Is that what it is? You guys, no. I mean, but I know.
It's complicated.
I think it's good that you guys can at least like laugh about it and kind of like be joking about it. But I could tell that it is a hard thing that you guys are going through. I mean,
I'm sure you have a certain love for him that's always going to exist in your heart.
Yeah, of course. I've known him for quite a long while.
You want to be able to be out with other people.
Yes, something like that. I actually wasn't planning on going out with other people, but apparently just happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go.
Well, if you want to go out with other people, why not introduce people into the relationship, you know?
Oh.
Like do like a three-way thing or something, you know?
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a very complicated.
That's kind of hard. I mean, I don't know. Like, I would be really jealous, I think.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah.
You would do a three-way thing? Like if with your girlfriend, okay, would you do a three-way with another dude or another girl?
Either way.
You would do it with another dude? Oh, man.
I like him. He's
no,
like,
I'm sorry. Call me a homophobe.
Wait, I think you have.
That sounds kind of like.
It's national coming out.
I was very close to the opportunity very recently, and it didn't work out. But
really? What was that opportunity?
Because one of my fantasies is to do double penetration with a woman. It's not a gay thing.
But your dicks are going to, your balls are
out. I know.
I want to get into the details.
That's very uncomfortable.
Do you mean vaginal, anal, or double vaginal, or double anal? Which one are you talking about?
Anal, vagina.
Okay.
Yeah, no so dicks one touching. The,
okay, so
bad.
You don't want like both to be like two dicks slapped up against each other in the pussy.
But your balls are going to touch no matter what.
That's not, dude, I could not get a hard on around another dude, man. I just couldn't, I couldn't do that.
If the girl's hot enough.
Well, if you don't get a hard on, the other guy's going to get a hard on. He's going to fuck your chest.
Exactly, man. See, that's why you know what? I'm thinking like, even like if it's a girl, like I would be really jealous. You know, I'm fucking really jealous person as it is.
Even with a girl.
Like when you said that fucking you wanted to beat some, I already know the feeling. Like I'm very jealous and possessive. I'm Chicano.
So you can
Mexican,
understand
man.
How I feel. Right?
I understand. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, we've had a very long relationship and. Yeah. Fun. So yeah, I don't think it really
Whose idea was it to break it off?
That's obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
it was also her idea to start it too.
Because he's still in love with her.
Yeah, I also asked him to marry me. Go figure.
Yeah, can you believe that she asked me to marry her?
Wow, did you buy him the ring, the engagement ring?
No,
that was kind of mutual.
Really? But did you end up having to buy an engagement ring?
No. Yeah.
How old were you when you got married?
22, maybe? Yeah, 22.
Do you think that has 22. Something to do with?
That wasn't too long ago.
How old are you now?
Fuck. I'll be 28 right now, soon.
Wow.
But that whole range is where a woman's just like
it's a quite
fun.
Different.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of fun.
She's getting into those years where, you know. She's thinking she's going to get old. So.
But that's the problem. And then it's going to wrap around again. And it's like, oh, I wish I was with this nice, stable guy that's treated me
But
good.
I'm not stable.
Is it something that you can kind of...
Finances or something
else.
We
have a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun. We've had all that kind of
we
fun.
Continue. Yeah, we've had fun like you guys were talking about. We've
oh,
had,
okay.
We've
You've had like threesomes and stuff?
We've had all kinds of fun.
Really? Wait a minute. With another dude, were your balls slapping up against another dude's balls?
My balls are big and floppy, so they were slapping up against him. He wasn't slapping against me. If they were slapping against me, then I'd be coming out tonight. See, it's okay for you to slap their balls.
Oh, okay.
Can't be slapped back. Is that how it works?
If his balls start slapping mine, I'm like, hey, dude, your balls are slapping
so,
me.
So do you get a point sexually in a relationship where you've done everything that there is to do with that specific partner, that the only thing there is to do is to change partners?
That's actually a very fucking interesting question. I've never had that asked before. Hmm. I have no idea.
Because you can be really comfortable with somebody and do all kinds of crazy shit with them, and then you get to that point where you're like, what's the next thing to do? We've done everything.
We technically
well, there's
almost
each
did
other.
Everything. And we did others, uh-huh. And they did us, and all kinds of sorts of stuff.
Like Eddie Murphy said, I got pussy falling out of my pockets.
So it's sort of like doing other people.
Hey, Mike,
but it's
is
at
this,
a different intimate
is this situation
level,
driving you crazy?
Maybe.
Like, is it ripping
it's
you apart?
It's fucking ripping the shit out of me. If I didn't have like
I
this
have
comp
no soul.
On Scare America that I'm putting together and playing with the bands, I'd be fucking jumping off that bridge in Pasadena.
Oh, man, dude. it seems like you're just like taking it like in stride, but really, like deep down, you're just like, this fucking sucks, right?
Oh, of course it sucks.
So are you?
Do but
you
he still feel, wants to be my friend.
Are you torturing yourself?
Yeah, I'm a.
He says he wants to be your friend. He wants to be with you.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, you know,
I know the fucking truth.
There's no such thing as a friend.
So you're making
crazy to me how similar your situation is to something I just went through recently.
Hmm. So, you know, a lot of people go through this shit. They just don't talk
on
about
and
it.
On and
yeah,
on.
That's true.
Endless story.
And some people go through it and then they don't even play in a band together afterwards. They're just like, fuck that. I'm going to be in my own band then. If you're not going to fucking want to be with me then.
Yeah, I think she's on her way to... No, I'm
just that's another story.
What is the name of your next band?
So you got mad recently, right? There was she was seeing somebody and you were going to go and beat somebody down or something?
That was something like that.
How did that...
Not seeing someone, just...
She just...
Stuff.
Yeah, I just... Was
it
drunk.
Was a lot of beer drunk. And vodka and a lot of tequila and a lot of stuff.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a nasty combination, right?
Fired.
Lovely combination.
Go check Fired Out on
alcohol
Tuesday.
And Mexican.
Redwood Bar.
I was just trying to make the after party interesting.
So what happened? This guy was talking to her and you were just like not having it?
No.
Something like that.
Yeah? What's the story? What are you hiding?
Nothing. That was fun. It was a fun fucking show, actually.
Actually, I was being my monkey self and just messing with one of her friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so she was trying to get you back then?
No, no, she had nothing to do with it. Her friend just got a little irritated with me.
Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if he's listening right now. How you doing, buddy?
Huh. That'd be kind of interesting. I doubt
probably
so.
Probably on hold, too.
Hey, you're on hold. You're still there, bro?
I'm still here.
You're finding out a lot about us, just like everybody
so
else listening.
Were you, Victor, were
yeah,
you
I
one of the people?
I didn't know any of that.
Speaking, you
this
didn't
is
know anything, right?
Coming
no
out. We're coming out tonight. In
you had,
national
you
coming
had
out.
No
national
absolutely
coming out.
Idea.
Different way,
yeah, did
no,
you?
Not in the all gay right way.
Of course, I didn't know.
But if you'd like to come out, you know, and you want to slap balls with me, Vince, you know, just...
I don't want to slap balls with anybody.
But remember, I have to slap your balls because I'm not coming out.
Yeah, well, my balls are not going to be slapped by anybody's balls.
No ball slapping tonight, damn it. But I was going to get pictures.
Oh, man. Well, this is a great topic. We got some songs to play, so why don't we play
oh,
some songs?
Play
is that the correct
me
countdown?
You
or
play
is there more
don't
time after that?
Do you have, I'll check.
Do you okay have Don't Bother Me? Because it's about fighting and relationship problems. It's
oh, it
great
is?
And we play yeah that in the
and
shows.
And we play it. All the songs we play are basically like that.
You know what? That's the next
we're
one, actually.
We're sick and sadistic.
That's
listen
the next
to these
one
fucking lyrics, man. They're hilarious. The Simpletones wrote this song. They're a bitchin' punk band from Monrovia.
All right. Yeah.
That was around in like 78, 79.
Well, cool. We got that coming up next, and we'll be back.
Earlier this year.
Say that again?
They reunited earlier this year.
Yeah, they did. But this is us doing their song, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, cool. Well, let's check it out. Thanks for calling, Victor. We really appreciate it, man.
Cynix playing
thank
some
you
snicker guitar.
Cheers,
next
man.
All right, cool. Yeah. That was Victor, and he's calling from Fullerton. And if you want to call up, 800-893-9562. We'll be right back, and here's the Gyps, so Don't Bother Me.
Tonight at 10 on News Channel 2 on Fox.
I'm Don Shiffman. Coming up next, a devastating fire in East Utica. Now three business owners are left trying to decide if they'll rebuild. Matt?
It looks like our weather will get warmer over the next couple of days, but we have to go through a few snow showers first. Your complete forecast, all today's news, straight ahead in the Fox Live and News. Fuck you, mother whore. Shit!
The more music radio pod.
You're always hanging around. I see your face in the crowd, and you think you know me, and I think I know.
you, Ernesto, bitch.
Fuck you, dick, bitch.
Fuck you.
Rosie O'Donnell, and you should call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. I would dial, but my chubby fingers won't fit in the phone holes.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are hanging out with the Gyps, Mike V and Sin X.
And you're finding out a hell of a lot.
And we're finding out a lot about you guys.
More than we thought we'd be talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was talking to you, Mike, you were saying that, oh, yeah, you know, whatever, a break, you know, we're separating and stuff. I'm like, wow. And I'm like, you guys are still playing in the band?
Well,
like, oh, yeah, still doing it.
We've been separated since we started the band. Literally were separated when we started the band, and it was a very drunken, fun gig, but it was in remembrance of a friend at that time that passed away.
Yeah, the first gig, we got so mad at each other, we walked home about 6 miles because we got in a fight and didn't want to ask for a ride home from somebody or what happened.
Something. It was something like that. From Lincoln Heights to Eagle Rock.
She brought it up.
It's my guitar in my back.
Yeah,
and it's going through Highland Park. Hot, tiny little outfit, and she thought she was gonna walk home by herself like that. Like I was gonna let her.
Drunk, no food.
We were both
a lot
wasted.
Of booze. What was that? That place was fucking cool too.
It was a Shane Flipside Memorial gig.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, how did he pass away again?
Car accident.
Oh man.
Yeah, T-boned.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Shane.
Indeed.
That's awful, man.
Yeah, totally.
It is.
Hmm.
You know, it's
this is very depressing show.
But we had a
show.
Very fucking good time tonight.
It's blow my brains out when
memory,
I go home.
Actually.
It's not depressing. It's actually cool because I think after all this time, we owe people an explanation because everybody thinks it's all fine and dandy.
Oh, really?
But the world's coming to an end, goddammit.
Hey, that's what Axel said. Party like it's 2012.
So when people act like everything, you guys are like still together and everything's all good, are they like inviting you to places like, hey, you guys should come to our thing, you know? And they're like, hey, why don't you guys come to our party? You guys didn't show
up. Actually, we still do a lot of things together.
Really?
Go figure. Hmm. He asked me to come. He's like, hey, I'm like, hey,
cool.
Says
he asked me to come. He asked me.
Okay, but you did.
Because
cool.
I'm so fucking cool.
You guys are separated, but are you still like having sex? Is that too personal of a question? You guys haven't really. You guys haven't let fully go. There's something you guys are holding on. I think both of you too. Even though it was.
It depends on your time frame. If we're going to be completely honest here.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
So you're still attracted to him, right? I mean, there's something about him that you want, right?
It was sex.
The sex? So you're just happy? Are you just happy, Mike, with just the sex?
Yeah, it's not that I can't get hard or anything like that. Let's get that clear.
No, it's
not. Okay, yeah, let's clear that up.
That's not a problem.
I'm a workhorse, man.
Let's get deeper and deeper. No, it wasn't that.
So I'm producing a comp on Scare America Records.
Scare America.
The Mormons
really
are just
scary.
Added, by the way.
This is going to scare America from getting married, I think.
Yeah, it probably should. I would not recommend marriage to anybody. Just shack up, as they say.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it really does work out. You know, like there's some people that are married, that have been married forever.
I know a guy's been going through a divorce for 6 years. 6 years he's been trying to get his divorce.
Wow, why can't he do it?
Because there's always some bullshit going on.
Paperwork.
Between the two, you know, and then it takes forever to refile and all this crap.
Have you guys started in that action?
No.
That costs money.
Costs money, huh? Okay.
I think the modern relationship is evolving. I don't think the modern relationship dictates that someone has to be with one person forever. I don't
really?
Think that's realistic anymore.
Yeah, but then
it's
there's
definitely
also
evolved.
It's true, but I mean, then there's also kind of like
kind of
traditions and stuff.
Well, my grandparents have been married for 60 years, both sides, 60 and 75 years. Parents have been married for 30 years.
Yeah, but those are different times where
completely different.
Where women are kind of like oppressed in the sense that like the man is the head of the household, and you're just going to shut the fuck up and be married to me, you know, like
it was quite different. A lot of rape, a lot of pillaging,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
I don't know if I see marriage like that, you know, but I did tell my girlfriend, like, you know what, you got to take my last name. If not, it ain't gonna happen. It's a deal breaker. I said
that should have been my first clue. She didn't take my last name.
Oh, see, that's what you should have said, man. You should have been like, hey, you know what, hey, I'm Mexican, all right, you gotta
she
take
said
my
she
last
was
name
just
are
lazy,
you Mexican?
But
wait, where are you?
I'm Villalobos.
There you are. That's what you are.
So yeah, like I told her, and she's like, "Well, what about a hyphenate?" And I'm like, "Fuck that! I don't want. You're gonna take my name? Like if we're gonna go through all this, like let's follow the. If we're gonna do this traditional thing, let's follow the whole tradition, you know. So we're working that out right now.
We had a civil union, not like.
We went to Vegas and did it, like, you know,
5 minutes.
Fun.
Oh yeah.
Very
that's
fun.
What we're talking about doing too. We're like, you know what, if we get married, let's just do something really fun. We're just, you know, we'll go to Vegas and you know, my cousin, my aunt got married that way too, and it was fun. It's like you go get fucked up and lose money. It's fun. I love Vegas.
My mother just got married today. I just remembered that.
Your brother?
My mother.
Your mother?
Your mother.
Yeah.
Your mother got
wow.
married.
Wow.
She got remarried.
You've been a bastard
today.
All this time?
All this time. A guy she's been with since I was in the first grade, she just married today.
Wow, yeah. Dude.
Like, tie the fucking ties.
Finally realized.
Congratulations to moms, man. Yeah. That's good. All right.
Cheers.
That's cool, man. He's a cool dude?
Yes.
You like
cool.
him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Good guy.
What
he
made him,
no
what,
sense.
What made it happen?
What made what?
Oh, what made the marriage happen?
With in my mother's situation?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, man. She really just found a good guy that was just always been there for her.
But like they've been together since first grade, right?
Yeah.
Since you were in first grade.
Yeah.
And well, you're like 59 now, right?
Right.
So that was a long time ago.
Very long.
No, I mean, so I mean, for like what 20 something years or something they've been
yeah.
together, and then they just finally get married.
Well, I mean, there are other reasons for it. My mother recently also lost her job, so
oh,
they kind of
okay.
pushed it. To save on taxes and shit like
that. It does
that.
Help out.
Yeah.
That does help out, right?
Yeah, but they just went to the Justice of the Peace today. It's my mom's birthday today, and she got married today.
Pennsylvania. Well, happy birthday, being married, Jeremy's mom.
Being married in taxes, birthday. You know, that's you got to be married because you get a big, little bit better agreements. Break when you're married. Taxes, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's why she hasn't divorced me yet because I'm a good tax write-off.
Yeah. Who was the bigger breadwinner of the two?
At any given time?
She was. Well, I was when she was going to college, but then she quickly...
Oh, yeah? You make a lot of money now? What do you do?
I am unemployed.
She's unemployed just
like
me.
Oh, okay. All right. Come on, Obama. Let's get this thing going.
I tell people, I work for the Gears.
Yeah, right. I have unemployment insurance.
Yeah. I don't make as much as my girlfriend does. Like, she makes more money than I do, and I don't care. I'm just like, that's cool. Like, some guys would be like, you know, it's like emasculating or something like that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. It's cool.
Exactly. It is. It doesn't never really matter.
Yeah, it never mattered for us.
But you mentioned that was one of the problems, though, like finances and stuff.
He assumes
that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it definitely is, whether she admits it or not.
Were you guys fighting a lot? You guys just didn't get along or what? Always bickering or what?
No, not really. It's okay. No, I'm
manic depressive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it's you. You're the one with the, you just can't make up your mind, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what that means.
That really?
Is exactly.
Can't make it up.
Yep.
I think we should start coming here every week to talk to you.
Yeah, does
for
it feel
free.
Bad? Does it
no
feel good to talk about it?
Bucks a
have
session.
You guys gone to counseling?
No.
Never.
We tried, but it's just expensive. And
exactly.
How much is it to go to counseling?
It's a lot.
Yeah, you got to have at least.
And you have to be employed
bucks.
And have insurance. See?
Yeah,
again,
that's if you have
job
insurance.
Creations. Or go to school and become a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Or psychologist.
Hopefully, it'll get better. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a caller.
No. Party.
Caller, are you on the air? I think the caller's on the air, but Jeremy's actually entertaining some guests right now. Caller, if you can hear me, we'll pick you up in a second. Right now, we're having a talk. I'm like fascinated. I think, like I was telling you guys,
you're thinking of getting married.
Yeah, you know, I love my girlfriend, and you know,
love is important.
I know for her, it's for women, it's important to do that thing, you know, it's like a societal kind of a thing, you know, it's like it's almost like it's like a rite of passage, you know. And my girlfriend's a little bit older, you know, she's not very old, you know, but I don't know if she'll mind me giving her age,
okay,
but she's at the point right now where she's like, you know, hey, like I don't have time to fuck around right now, you know, if we're gonna have kids or something. You know, if, you know,
the
kid could come out like, oh, hey, chipper. You know, so it's like time right now to think about what you're going to do.
Give
you
some
know,
advice.
So I could see it.
Whether she says she wants a small wedding or not, she doesn't. She wants a fucking
She wants the
big
whole big wedding?
Wedding? Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't believe that crap.
Why? Because you guys went to Vegas and like, and then afterwards you were hearing like, man, we should have had a bigger wedding.
Something like that, right?
Really?
Something like that?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, don't.
Whose
do
idea was it? Was
can.
The Vegas wedding?
Mutual.
It was mutual. It's like, well, what can we do? You know,
what
can we afford?
Yeah,
and we couldn't afford anything, so my grandparents paid for.
Well, hey, isn't it the father of the bride that's supposed to pay for the wedding?
Right,
though?
And that didn't happen. So.
Oh, see, where's all that tradition, man?
Yeah. Not traditional.
Mexican. Their
Go
family's
figure.
Mexican too.
We're untraditional, traditional. Make
they
up our own
they
traditions.
They didn't want the butcher.
Wait a minute. Is she Mexican and you're Salvadorian?
No, I'm Mexican descent, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
They didn't want the pocho marrying their daughter.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's right.
No.
Because
yeah.
I'm a straight up pocho.
Yeah, me too, man. I could feel you, man. Yeah, you know. Sometimes the paisas will look down on us sometimes.
Oh,
you know?
Fucking
don't know how to speak Spanish, I would.
And to explain
like,
that to the audience, you know, if you're one of those Mexicans that don't speak Spanish.
Pinche pocho cabrón.
You're a pocho, you know. You're looked down on by the Mexicans. I mean, that's pretty low.
Yeah, well, I'm first generation, so definitely Mexican. Go figure.
Yeah, she probably.
Hey, Jeremy, I think we got a call. I think there's somebody up on the and they're waiting so patiently, and they probably. I wonder what they want to say. They've been waiting for a while now. Let's try to hear what they say. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Thank you for waiting so patiently. You're on the More Music Radio Pod. What up?
Hey, who let the Stoner Patrol in charge of the radio station anyway?
It is Bosco.
Stoner Patrol.
It's Bosco. What's up, Bosco?
Am I that stoner? Am I slurring?
Know. It sounds like a different radio station to me. You better hire Dr. Drew.
That's exactly what I was thinking. But it's for free, Bosco.
You
it's
like
for
it,
free.
Brother? You're getting the full story tonight.
Did you know this, Bosco? You already know it?
No,
tell me something new.
He hears all the details, man. This is my bro.
So what's up?
Nothing much, man.
What's up with you? Can we talk about CK4 or not?
What about it?
Tell him about it, man.
What? This is for you, not me.
Is that,
no, it's for everybody I know.
Is that Calvin Klein's fourth fragrance?
Oh, yeah, we only ripped off the logo and just put the four over it, so it looks like we're selling cologne.
Bosco's in a little band called D.I.
Yeah.
Most people don't know.
All right.
Or are you admitting that?
What? That I used to play in D.I.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Have you talked to Casey lately?
He's a clown.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Yeah,
he's
a clown.
Yeah,
he dresses up in clown clothes and sings in a band.
Yeah, we got to play with him one time, maybe like 10 years ago or something, and it was fun, man. He seemed like a fun dude. I understand lately he's had a lot of fun, and that's... I've been trying to get him on the More Music Radio Pod, but for some reason he thinks I'm an asshole.
Bosco and I are going to...
I tried like sending him a message and stuff, and he just made fun of our band name.
He made fun of your band name?
Yeah. I forgot what
he
said.
The band he sings with right now, the Yeasty Boys, is pretty comical to me.
Oh, he's in the Yeasty Boys? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They dress up like clowns. That's what you're talking about.
Tell him about CK4, though. What's going on?
I thought, man, this guy really hates D.I. Like,
well, what do you mean? The people that I play with is basically the people that used to play in D.I.
Yeah.
It's pretty much without Casey.
Ah, okay. So everybody hates him.
No, it has nothing to do with hate.
Dislike.
His band's on hiatus.
Not necessarily.
It's just their own project.
Hey, did you play Fired already?
Not yet. Bosco turned me on to Fired, and Bosco and I are going to produce their single, right, Bosco?
Yep.
And Bosco's playing with the Gyps on Tuesday.
Next
for
Tuesday.
For their Fired next
Speaking
Tuesday.
Speaking of that, I just got hooked up with a Divided by 13 guitar head.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're going to use that?
So.
Hey, where are you at right now, man? I hear people in the background.
Oh, that's the TV and the radio show.
So he's fucking homebody in it.
Wow, man. You got your whole setup. All your station is all ready to go. You got the CNN going on in one corner.
I don't know. Mom's watching some, like, Housewives of Miami or something.
Oh, you're being subjected.
Wait. How am I being sexist?
No, subjected, she said. That's sexist.
I'm slurring, Bosco. I'm slurring.
Yeah, Synex is slurring already. Sometimes we have a little too much fun on our radio show and Synex starts slurring.
Yeah,
she also drops the F-bomb a lot, too.
Yeah.
That's what she's famous for.
I'm not famous for that.
Yeah, she is.
Are you totally uncomfortable right now, Synex?
Should I be, Bosco?
I don't know.
She looks a little uncomfortable.
Ooh, are you? Let's get into this.
You know.
Hey, we're real, brother. You know that.
We are real people, that's for sure.
Oh,
and no, I'm not. It's just fun. I'm having a good time,
by
actually.
Robots. You're real people?
Yes, we are.
I don't
real.
Have an implant in my head, though.
I don't give a fuck. You know that.
I've been medicated.
I might have pissed her off. I don't know. Did I piss you off tonight? Did we go too far?
No, actually, no, not at all. That's actually the
Well, at least people
part.
Don't think I have a soft dick, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Mike. You get a very hard dick.
I don't know how many people are thinking about your dick.
Listen to that.
It's very hard?
Yes, it gets very hard.
See?
Is it like thick or what?
It's like a piece of metal.
You want me to
describe
it?
Yeah.
In detail.
It's been described as a piece of metal.
It has been
hard
described
hard as a piece
as
of
that.
Metal, like chrome.
So is it
at orgy parties
then?
And stuff.
A
like
blue
that.
Vein
I heard
throbber?
It with my own ears, not just my words.
Yes. So it's a big salsicha?
It's Robert-like.
Salsicha?
I'll just quote.
He's packing chorizo.
Hey, so what do you think, Bosco? You think they should get back together? Or like, what's up? Are they just taking a break? What's your opinion?
Bosco is known as
You're making Bosco
awesome
uncomfortable
time.
Now.
I don't know. They're both cool, and they're both my friends. If they can work it out, cool. If they can't...
Does it ever get uncomfortable for you? Like, do they start, like, arguing?
Tuesday
and you know
was definitely uncomfortable.
What happened on Tuesday?
I didn't know what happened on Tuesday.
You, I
so
told
later.
You I was going to kick some dude's ass.
But I didn't know while it was happening. That's sort of what I meant.
Hey, is Synex's hair straight right now like it was the other night?
Yes, it is. She looks hot. Her tits look really hot, too. Yeah. Right? Don't her tits look hot? Let's be
Descriptions. Again, with cocks and tits.
It's no different than
I actually didn't notice her tits at all, but now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, how many mental fucking pictures have you really took tonight?
Oh, man.
Oh, not any. My girlfriend's listening right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All deleted.
Now, he's been looking at me the whole time, and it's been worrying me because it's National
Mike
Coming
wants,
Out
you did
Night.
Want to Mike wants our balls to slap together, he was saying earlier.
Penis.
I don't know if you heard that.
You know, I was listening to that whole conversation, it was just inappropriate.
It was.
So did you look him in the eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what you're supposed to do.
If you look him in the eye, you're gay.
It's kind of creepy, no, yeah.
I don't have nothing against gay people, but, you know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but guess what? That's gay.
Dude, the true test of your sexuality is to be naked with another man and in the same room.
I couldn't.
What about
do
with true a dozen test. And plus other
my
men
dick would like
or
go
women.
Inwards. Like it would make like a mangina.
It shouldn't matter.
Could you be in a room with like 24
mangina?
People?
Yeah.
Could you be in a room with 24 naked people having sex?
Even if you were participating or not.
I don't know.
I don't think I could. I think I needed to be private. You know?
Oh, wow, you're really
yeah.
You're really conservative.
I don't know.
I don't know. Is that conservative?
Many of
we're
friend.
Progressive, but not really.
You know, there's this show here on the Skid Row Studios called The Love Bite, and they're like into kinky shit, like kinky sex stuff, and they call people like that are conservative or just have regular sex and shit, they call them vanilla people.
Vanillas.
That makes sense.
So am I vanilla
like
because I just want to have sex
not really.
With my chick and no other dudes and stuff?
It's a personal
preference.
So they
preference. Call you vanilla.
Yeah.
Everyone
so, Bosco
so
must be
great.
Chocolate
Vince,
chip.
You're so fucking vanilla.
Bosco, what have you done? I would imagine.
Dude, he's toured with D.I. He slapped
I
balls.
Yeah, have you slapped balls, Bosco? You didn't answer.
Another time.
Yeah, okay. So it's technically not a yes or a no. So.
Gotcha. So did you go see that band tonight, Bosco?
What?
STDs?
Hell no. Okay. I should be there because everybody's there and they want, you know, to go hang out and stuff. But, dude, practice burned me out. Made me take a nap.
Oh, naps.
So I was telling him we're producing this killer band called Fired. Tell him about Fired, dude.
Yeah.
You know more than anybody about it.
Fired's rad.
Alicia.
They have residency at the Redwood right now on Tuesdays.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the Gyps are playing not this Tuesday, but the next Tuesday.
But just go every Tuesday this month.
And Bosco's playing with us.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, I want to check that shit out.
And we're doing
hey,
a new
are we
set.
Are play Let It Bleed?
Yes, we're going to play Let It Bleed. We're doing useless songs, too. We're doing a new set.
Oh, now
set,
you
so.
Remember cool. The useless. You were all useless earlier.
Yeah.
Useless. Quite.
Well, cool. You know, now, Bosco, that you mentioned Fired, we're going to play Fever by Fired.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that. And then we're going to hear some Death on the Radio. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I produced that single by Mary and Danny Dorman, who was in Circle One and Wasted Youth.
Hmm.
Ellie's Wasted Youth.
Are you going to invite Bosco in a three-way?
He's always welcome. He's always welcome.
As long as her hair's straight, I'm in.
He likes it that way.
Preferences, right, preferences again.
Well, cool.
I'm sure he'll find
actually,
a hot
you know what? Let's
fuck.
Be completely honest
double
now.
Fuck.
Synex is taking a vow of celibacy.
Are you serious?
I did. It's so stupid, and I did.
And that's
did?
Why I'm done. I'm out of here, man.
Oh. Wait, that's going to last what? About what?
Are you
no,
kidding.
This is how bad I am. 2 months.
Yeah, she's taking a vow for 2 months. How lame is that?
Exactly. It's almost like always.
This
playing.
Almost became the most depressing show ever. when he said that vow of celibacy, man. I could never do that.
Does that
I don't
include,
know. Am I an animal?
Does that include guys wank, so girls frig, right?
It's time to reframe from stuff, I guess.
I don't know.
Know.
I think I'm going to have to go hang out with the goth.
It's a
from
bet.
South Park.
I get to treat my friend to dinner if I can. How about that?
Master of your domain.
No masters.
Well, cool. You know what? Let's take a break. We'll play these songs. Thanks for calling, Bosco. We got to have you guys come and play live here on the More Music Radio Pod very soon.
All right.
All right, so we'll get you guys here in the near future.
Gotta get fired in here too.
Yeah.
Fucking yes.
Well, since
hey,
we can't
call me fucker.
I'll call you fucker.
Right.
Later on, man.
Complete stoner patrol.
Well, since Fired isn't here right now, we're gonna play a song by them, and we'll be back with Mike V and Sin X of the Gyps on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod. Skid Row, LA.
This is Angel from Olean, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah.
Need me, babe.
is Arlo and Mr. T's, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Hours.
And Sin X is taking a piss so we can talk some shit.
Is she taking a piss or taking a shit?
No, she's probably taking a piss. She drank a lot of, you know, chicks can't hang. Actually, look, she drank two beers without taking a piss.
Have you ever smelled her shit? Like,
of course.
Like after
I lived
she takes
with her
a
for
dump?
10 fucking years.
Like, you know what? Like, me and my girlfriend were just barely gonna, like, move in with each other. And so we kind of stay at each other's houses right now. And I've never smelled her shit.
I've never smelled her shit. I've never smelled.
And I'm so proud of her that she keeps that for me. And you know what? I hold my farts around her too, except when I'm asleep.
Well, we've always held. I've never smelled her fart.
Have you ever heard her fart?
In her sleep.
Oh, okay. Sleep. Yeah, me too. I heard my girlfriend fart in her sleep, though.
But no, you know.
It's embarrassing, though.
We've
right?
never farted in front of each other. And if we could afford a house and we still lived together, we would probably have our own bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird smelling each other's shit.
Yeah.
You know,
I really know my girlfriend smelled my shit because she would have to go into the restroom afterwards and be like, sorry, babe, I had to let it loose.
I remember the first time I smelled a hot chick's shit.
Oh, shit.
It was disgusting. And
he said that he's never smelled your shit before.
No, I never smelled her fart. She never. We don't fart in front of each other.
It's really important.
Yeah. But, you know, I've smelled her shit masked with spray.
Mm.
But when I was young and the first hot chick's shit that I smelled, I went into the bathroom after this hot chick went into the bathroom. And still to this day, I've never smelled anything as rank as that. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad when my girlfriend has to smell my shit. And like I said, I do like hide my farts and stuff from her. I mean, she knows. You could just take a look at me and like know that I can let out some nasty farts. You know, I'm like a big fat dude. So, like, you know, fat people will fart.
You know,
big.
We eat a lot of Mexican food.
Right,
so.
Right.
I mean, you live with each other for, like, 10 years. You definitely...
Every couple times, like, I think she's already gone for work. She goes, okay, bye-bye, I'm gonna leave right now. And I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, fuck, finally, you know, because I need to fucking push out this fucking hot air.
Get two bathrooms.
And I think that she's leaving. I hear the door, you know, whatever, and I think she's gone. I'm just all...
Dude, you can't fart in front of your girlfriend.
No, I can't. Yeah, I don't want to.
It's
why?
Quite important.
I get embarrassed,
too,
man.
But then,
I don't know. Yeah, I get embarrassed.
Once you cross
apparently
that bridge,
important.
Though, it's a nice place to be.
Is it?
Yeah. Once you get over that.
Apparently, do it forever.
No, because then what if she starts farting and then it's like at first it's cute, but then afterwards it might become annoying or something.
Yeah, I can be a chick who's just ripping them all the time.
My sister does that.
A chick like that. No way.
I don't like
that.
Dude,
my sister does that.
Yeah, that's
it's on cue and it's
I don't
really
like
gross.
Chicks that like to do that
on
because
cue?
It's annoying
she's
to me.
She's got two kids.
Chicks that burp into your
mouth.
How is it on cue?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That means she can do it on cue.
She can just fart whenever she wants to.
Yes.
And not shard.
So she does it for fun? Like.
Yes, if you could say that.
At strange
times?
She
fucking scared us.
Like at the dinner table when you're at a restaurant?
Horrible times, yeah.
Hey, that must exactly. suck when you get old and you just fart all the time.
Flatulence.
Walking farts.
But you have to. It's very healthy.
Yeah, you gotta let
but
it
dude,
out.
When she's not
eat
around,
your vegetables.
I let them fucking rip, dude.
Yeah.
When she's not around, just
let them out, yeah.
Did I? Oh, did you? Wait,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Wait, no.
Are you okay?
I'm sure I did.
What is the thing that you love the most about Mike?
Oh, interesting question.
He's always been my friend.
Look, yeah? She's taking the easy way out.
Taking the high road?
Is that the high road? There is no high road.
I guess that's a legitimate answer, right?
Yeah?
It's a road.
So you feel that you appreciate his friendship more than anything?
Yeah, of course.
What is the thing that you hate the most about him? It could even be something
only
that he
recently
doesn't even know.
Jealousy. That was never a factor. Yeah,
jealousy never took place until the separation.
Yeah. Well, because of course. I mean, he gets jealous that. When, you know, he's other dudes.
Of course I understand it. But, you know, it's one of those complicated.
She just says, get over it. Like, you know, the chick.
I'd like
chick
to
answer.
Not, you know. Uh-huh. It's just, I'm apparently very, very heartless.
So, Mike, what
manic,
let me ask
depressive.
You this,
I said that.
Let me ask you the same question. What is the thing that you love the most about her?
Look at those tits. No, I'm just kidding.
That's only recent, actually. I gained weight. I'm healthy again.
Yeah, she was getting too skinny from booze, but...
I'm healthy.
She is so fucking smart, you wouldn't believe it. And I love her intelligence level. I'm turned on by intelligence. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm, you know, winking at you all the time.
Oh, okay, thanks. I take that as a compliment because you're saying I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And but no, she is, she's so smart, it's a turn on. And just because she slurs doesn't mean she's not smart. You
know? What's
just
the
means
thing
that, I like booze, I guess.
What do you dislike the most about her?
That she doesn't want to be with me anymore.
That sucks, huh? Well, I'm
she's
pulling
stubborn.
For you.
She's stubborn. Very
I'm pulling
when
for
she
you.
Makes a decision, I think that sometimes she sticks with it just because she doesn't want to be right.
Are you saying I'm a quitter?
Dude, you're torturing yourself.
Yeah. Do you think you're torturing yourself? Have you
dude,
talked
you
to
you? You are torturing yourself.
I am sadistic, masochistic.
Definitely torturing myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All grades of
masochistic thing, you know?
Oh, man.
And she loves it, too. She loves torturing.
Are you seeing anybody?
Like, somebody actually told me. I think she gets off and you get off on this shit. It's interesting, yeah.
She's not gonna do you the favor of letting go completely because there's that little bit that she holds on to make sure that you still stay in her life on some level.
Like friends? Oh, that means see, you're telling me that I can't
but
be friends.
But you keep...
Because I've been told not to. Like, I've come from this traditional family, blah, 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 30-year marriage, 60, 75-year marriage. And they're like,
as long as you
friends.
Keep telling him friends, he's going to think that there's something to hold on to.
Huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So is that the total, like...
I'm just saying.
Picture there?
Hmm. Am I not right?
Yeah.
I don't care what she said.
Wait, that's insanity. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's been like a year though that this has been going on. So like, what's like the weirdest thing in the last year that's happened that you've had to like adjust to?
Recently,
I have a harder time with her dating than she has with me dating.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have a hard time.
So are you dating? Are you seeing any other chicks? Anything like that?
Of course, yeah. I'm not stupid.
You don't get jealous? You don't care?
She says she doesn't, but I know she does.
Honestly, like, let's be honest. Like, do you like get a little bit jealous when you see another woman hanging off of him and like making out and stuff?
They're always beautiful women, and I wonder if I could partake, but I can't because I'm the ex-wife. And oh. It'll be complicated. Blah, 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 blah. It's...
Will you let her partake?
Of course, I'm encouraging.
But I can't because I'm the ex-wife, and they have to, you know, eventually it's going to be said, and it's going to be like, whoa, what the fuck, uh-huh. Right?
Are there any of the girls that you're dating, have you brought it up to them or tried to set it off? Like,
actually, I don't call it dating. I just call it fucking.
Oh, okay. Well, any of the girls that you're fucking, are they down to have her come
there's
in?
There's a separation between love and sex.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm. NSA.
And,
But you as the guy, have a much harder time with that separation than she does.
Oh, of course. I think that's pretty universal.
Yeah.
And look at all the songs that are written, you know? Guys never wanted their girl to leave them.
Yeah, I don't want my girl to leave me. I'll be really sad. I'll cry. I'm going to cry. Perfect. If my girl leaves me, I'm going
to
cry.
Somebody
babe.
Told me I have to find a hotter chick than her. She's going to be tough, right? Look at her. She's gorgeous.
She's a very attractive young woman.
Yeah, but she's really a man.
That's actually one.
She's really a man.
Whip it out, Cindy. Come
she
on.
Got a dick.
I wish I had a dick.
That's one of the worst things with being with a really hot chick, actually, is that you've reached that level. And then it's really hard to move on from a girl that's as beautiful as what you perceive her to be.
So it's always some kind of beauty thing, but it's not because it's always a perception.
Exactly, but his idea is like, I need to get a girl at least as hot as she is.
But that's
someone
what was
told to me. You
told
know.
Him. Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
Hmm.
and he really shouldn't.
But it's not. It's not. Bullshit. What's wrong with having a hot chick, right?
It's amazing.
It's one of the joys of life.
Huh? That's interesting. 12 years.
I agree. Babe, don't ever leave me, because I don't think I could be like as this, like this, like cool or easygoing about it. Like, but I can tell that it's not the easiest thing for you guys, but you guys are making it somehow work and making it so we can at least play in a band together, right?
Well, and do the radio show, which is very intimate. You know, look, you know, we're here in the same room, you know, and we're even more because it's more DIY. And
I wanna be on the next radio, your next radio show, man. I wanna get more into this shit, man. But you know what? We have a few more minutes left in the show, but before we go, I want to play another Gyp song.
Oh, you know? That by that LA punk band, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do...
This has Dave Drive, of the original founding member of the Gears, playing drums on this.
Oh, cool. All right, cool. Well, while we still have time, let's play that song, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. And we'll talk about the comp and stuff, too. I'm sorry. Like, we keep sticking to this topic. It's just like so like compelling.
No problem. You don't have a problem, right?
All right, we'll be right
more
back.
More music.
Cool.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio program on skinbro.la.
Well, we all need someone we can lean on. And if you want to, well, you can lean on. Well, we all need someone you can lean on. And if you want to, you can lean on me. She said there always be a place upon my breast, yeah, for you to lay your weary head right on me. And there will always be a space in my parking lot for when you need a little coat, yeah.
No, I didn't even see the mic. I'm all sitting here. Okay, say again. I'm sorry. What's it? What is it?
Just say this is Eddie from. What's the name of the thing? The More Music Radio Pod.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
Hello there. This is Eddie Casillas from Voodoo Glow Skulls, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Hoodoo, voodoo, we do. You might do.
Cool, man.
Cool.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're wrapping it up now. It's been a really fucking fun show, man. I've fucking had a great time. Great show.
Roller coasters. I love them.
Talking about your personal, like, relationship life and stuff. Thank you very much for sharing.
Is that like laying out the laundry or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is that.
Airing
coined
our
it
laundry.
A long time ago.
Airing your dirty laundry.
All that kind of shit, yeah.
But I want you to tell us about the comp that we were supposed to be talking about the last couple segments,
Scare America Records, which is George and Nick.
Matranga.
George Matranga and Nick LaMagna up in San Francisco. Nick's from RF7, by the way. They got a record company called Scare America Records. They already put out Traveling with George 1, which had a ton of bands, a double CD. We just put out the Death on the Radio. We're going to work with Somos Misteriosos and Fired next. But we got a 2-CD comp coming out with 27 bands, and we just talked the Mormons on it.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have something on there too. I'm gonna get something together, man. Thanks for including us on that, man. Oh, fucking man. Awesome, dude. And
he's a fucking awesome dude for putting out all those bands. Yeah, man, he's a philanthropist.
Nick put me in charge of producing music. This comp, and so I gathered about 28 bands and Inazuma, the Gears, Mother's Baw. Which was Nick's guy.
Bob Mothersbaugh?
Yeah, Nick got Bob Mothersbaugh on the
camp.
And Fired's going to be on it. Black Beverly Hills, you know.
More than 20 plus bands. Scene,
and it's going to be really cool coming out by the end of the year.
Cool. What's it coming out on again?
On Scare America.
Scare Records, America.
Which is located in San Francisco, California.
Awesome, man.
Doesn't it sound quite scary?
Oh, it's called Traveling with George Part 2. And the Chips are on it too, featuring the lovely Cinex.
Yeah.
On guitar, not really singing.
And with everything enveloped too, with the whole thing. We got really into your band, because actually the band is you two, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's you. Really us two and whoever we get to play with us. And honestly, it's a bunch of songs I pick, and they're all basically pleading her to stay with me.
Damn. You know what? I don't know. Are you feeling guilty, or has this conversation kind of like...
She has a guilty bone in her fucking body.
I'm numb.
You have to be true to yourself, right? I mean, if you're not feeling it, you have to be honest. It does a disservice to the other person, right? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
A disservice to another person not to feel anything is always a disgrace.
But Mike is still holding that torch, though. He's still holding the torch for you. He'll fuck anybody up
who
flirts with you in front of him. So maybe you might want to, like, be considerate in that. And maybe if you're going to, like, flirt with another dude, this guy might want to try to fight him. So you might... You're learning some new stuff, right?
2 years, yeah. I'm learning.
I don't know. I really hope that it'll work out.
Oh, well...
I mean, you and just about everybody we know.
Actually. At least for the band. I mean, let's have some more shows and stuff.
That's going to work out.
At least stay together.
Somebody else's ass or something. I don't know.
Kick anyone's ass.
At least stay together to be on the More Music Radio Pod. Come and play live on the More Music Radio
Definitely
Pod.
Definitely want to do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun, man. You guys want to plug anything in the last minute and a half? You guys got some shows coming up?
Just like I said, the Gyps are playing at the Redwood 23rd. Bar up the street on the 23rd with Fired and Surf Kitties Surf and EFN, bands from the South Bay.
That's 2nd and Hill Street, right?
The Gears are playing with the Vandals at the H.
Yes.
At the House
Blues, that's right. You were telling me
Christmas
about that.
Show.
That's fucking awesome, man.
And we're also playing at Weber's. The Gears are playing at Weber's with the Mau Mau's in December as well.
Oh, cool. Weber's is cool. We played there recently, yeah.
And then more recently, we're going to be playing with The Last and the Alley Cats at Alex's in Long Beach.
Oh, cool.
On the 20th of this month, like in 2 weeks. So.
Hell yeah, man.
Cats fucking rock.
I definitely have some stuff to do now.
And then we got the In the Basement show on Stench Radio, which we're really proud of, and a lot of people listen. And
where can people listen to that?
On stenchradio.com, and a lot of the listeners are probably listening right now.
You're saying Monday and Saturday?
Yeah, for us, but they have
for
shows
sure
every
Mondays.
Day.
All right, cool. All right, so check out In the Basement Radio on stenchradio.com.
Yeah. Cool. Is that live?
That's live and honest, just like this was.
Cool.
Quite unedited.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you guys being really open and candid. It's been a really fun time, and thank you guys for coming on the More Music Radio Pod. I really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Mike V and Sin X of the Gyps. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll check you next week on the More Music Radio Pod Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific. Later on.
Nice. Thank you.